वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततोदयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्ते भवति नैश्चिके मूकं करति वाचालं पङ्गुलं गयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारम् श्री परमानंद माधव Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 20, text 7. The rainy season and autumn. Tapa Krisa Deva Mira Asid Varsiya Si Mahi Yathiva Kamya Tapasas Tanu Samprapya Tat Phalam Tapa Emaciated by the summer heat Deva Mira Mercifully sprinkled by the God of Rain Asit became Varsiyasi, fully nourished. Mahi, the earth. Yatha eva, just as. Kamya, based on sense gratification. Tapasaha, of one whose austerities. Tanu, the body. Samprapya, after obtaining that of those austere practices, phalam, the fruit. Translation and purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The earth had been emaciated by the summer heat, but she became fully nourished again when moistened by the god of rain. Thus, the earth was like a person whose body has been emaciated by austerities undergone for a material purpose, but who again becomes fully nourished when he achieves the fruit of those austerities. Purport. In Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada comments on this verse as follows. Before the rainfall, the whole surface of the globe becomes almost depleted by all kinds of energies and appears very lean. After the rainfall, the whole surface of the earth becomes green with vegetation and appears very healthy and strong. Here a comparison is made to the person undergoing austerities for fulfillment of material desire. The flourishing condition of the earth after a rainy season is compared to the fulfillment of material desires. Sometimes, when a country is subjugated by an undesirable government, persons and parties undergo severe penances and austerities to get control of the government. And when they attain control, they flourish by giving themselves generous salaries. This also is like the flourishing of the earth in the rainy season. Actually, one should undergo severe austerities and penances only to achieve spiritual happiness. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is recommended that tapasya or austerities should be accepted only for realizing the Supreme Lord. By accepting austerities in devotional service, one regains his spiritual life. And as soon as one regains his spiritual life, he enjoys unlimited spiritual bliss. But if someone undertakes austerities and penances for some material gain, then as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, the results are temporary and are desired only by persons of less intelligence. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanasalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manodhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sopadantikam Vandeyam Sri Guru Sita Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sakradatam Sagana Raghunatha Nitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Paridana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanta Nagaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishavanusate Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasandhubhyascha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo 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 Mahavadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurati Se Namo Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So here in this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, the influence of rainy season has been described. As we have read in previous chapter about the summer season, that how different seasons are appearing in due course of time in Vrindavan, but one thing is common, that though different seasons are felt in Vrindavan with little difference, but because Krishna was present in Vrindavan, that's why the spring season was always remaining in Vrindavan. That means this material nature which is acting under three modes was actually personally serving Lord Krishna in Vrindavan. So though Lord Krishna was going out with his cowherd friends to graze the cows in Vrindavan in summer season, but still he was not feeling, or any other Brajavasis were also feeling the summer heat, like now we are feeling in summer season. Naturally in summer season, the scorching heat of the sun is felt, and at the same time, this hot breeze, hot wind, that is also felt very much, and that dries up everything in summer season. That dries up the earth, dries up the trees, dries up the body of the living entities. Those who are staying in Vrindavan, they must have felt in summer season that the body becomes so much dried up that the skin, there is a scar in the skin, and then the blood comes out sometimes because of dryness, extreme dryness. This is felt in Vrindavan. And this is felt everywhere when this hot wind blows. So the cracking of this skin is felt in summer season, and everything dries up. But when Krishna was present in Vrindavan, then there was no hot wind blowing. And what type of wind was blowing in Vrindavan? There was a cold breeze. The wind was passing through the waves of the rivers and the lakes and carrying the pollen of the lotuses and the lilies. That's why the breeze was very soothing, very cold and very pleasurable, and also very scented breeze, because it was carrying the pollen of the lotuses. So in this way, actually, the summer season was felt in Vrindavan in Krishna's time. Srila Sukadeva Goswami also says that though the summer season had appeared in Vrindavan, but the feeling was like the spring season. That means people were in Vrindavan not suffering so much because of the heat. That's why when Sukadeva Goswami is describing the summer season, he tells that Grishma Nama Ritu Abhavan Nati Prayan Sharirena. So this summer season appeared in Vrindavan, which is Na Ati Priya, which is not very pleasurable to the Sharirena, to the embodied beings. So Ati Priya means the summer season was not very, very pleasurable, but some pleasure was there. And this is the pleasure that it was felt like spring season, though summer arrived in Vrindavan. And in other places also we see that though people are suffering because of this scorching heat and the hot wind, but still when they enter into a cold water or cold stream, they feel pleasure. That means they get relief from this summer heat. So that time it becomes a little priya, the summer season. But it is not actually ati priya, means not very good or very fond of. So now after the summer season has passed, then now Sukadeva Goswami is describing the rainy season in Vrindavan. And here in this verse, Sukadeva Goswami, while describing the rainy season, he is giving the analogy, different analogies, which can explain the rainy season very nicely. And this is also very good teaching Sri Sukadeva Goswami is giving through this analysis. Tapa Krisa Deva Mila. So in the summer season, he is speaking about the earth, Mahi. But in the summer season, in general, because of the scorching heat of the sun, then everything dries up on the surface of the earth. The grasses, they dry up, even the trees, they dry up, and the animals and human beings, they also suffer because of the scorching heat of the sun. So there is actually suffering everywhere in summer season. And Sri Sukadeva Goswami is comparing the suffering of the earth, the living entities and everything, just like the suffering of a person who is performing penance. And in a person who is performing a penance or austerity, he accepts voluntary suffering. It is not imposed on him. He accepts that voluntary suffering because of some material gain. He wants to gain something because of that penance. That's why people perform austerities and penances in this material world, desiring to get some material benefit. So here Sri Sukadeva Goswami says, Tapa Krisa Deva Mila. So when a person performs austerity, then naturally, because of that austerity, he becomes very lean and thin. Because when one performs austerity, he has to control his eating habits. Then his sleeping habits, his sitting habits. So, all these things have to be controlled while performing austerity. And then, when he controls his eating, sleeping and sitting, all these habits, then naturally he will become lean and thin. Because he will not eat as he was eating previously. He was controlling, or sometimes while performing austerity, he will not eat anything. Like Dhruva Maharaj was performing austerity, and initially he was only taking fruits and roots in every 3 days. Then he stopped that also. In every 6 days, he started taking the leaves which were falling from the trees, dried leaves. And then, after that month, for one month he was doing like this. In the third month he was taking, in every 9 days, only water. That type of austerity he was performing. So, naturally when one performs austerity and controls eating, he will become lean and thin. So, tapa krisa. So, Sukadeva Goswami says that when a person performs austerity, because of austerity, by controlling the eating habits, he becomes krisa. Krisa means lean and thin. His body becomes lean and thin. So, because of this summer season, this earth, everything was dried up, water was dried up, because water was taken by sun. Water was evaporated by the sun rays. And then, when the water is evaporated from the surface of the earth, everything dries up, the soil dries up, then there would be cracks on the soil. And then the plants would also dry up naturally. So then Sukadeva Goswami said, tapa krisa mayi. This earth has become like a person who is performing austerity and has become lean and thin. So because of the summer season, the earthly planet had become lean and thin. And then Deva Meda. But then what happens? When a person performs austerity for some material gain, and when he becomes successful in his austerity, and then he gets the result of his austerity, his material desires are fulfilled. So, in the same way, when the material desires are fulfilled, a person gets the result of his austerity, then he becomes very happy. Then he starts again eating and doing all those things he was doing previously. So, So, in the same way, now because of this summer heat, the earth was dried up and it was looking like tapakrisha, looking like lean and thin, dried up because of performing austerity. So summer season was austere for the earth, for the living entities. But then when the rainy season came, then Devamira, the demigods headed by Indra. So then the Indra, the king of the demigods, he showered rain on the surface of earth. Here the water is dried up throughout 8 months of the year. And in rainy season, the same water is given back to the earth in terms of rain. So rainy season generally lasts for almost 4 months. So what is taken away from the earth is again given back by Indra. So here that site is called Devamiya. Means it is given by Indra or sprinkled all over the surface of the earth. The water is sprinkled by Indra. Devamira. Asid varsi asimahi. And when it rains, then everywhere water is filled up. And then the trees and grasses, they start growing. New leaves, they come out from the trees. So the earth which was looking dry in summer season, when the rainy season arrives, then it becomes very greenish and looks very prosperous. The earth looks very prosperous, greenish everywhere, and looks very beautiful also. That's in the rainy season, because everywhere there is green. The trees are green, the earth is green, full of grass. So everyone becomes very happy. And also we serve the Lord in Harialitis. Because everywhere there is greenness. So, and then out of enjoyment, people start playing in the rainy season. And specifically in Braj and other places, they play with this swing. Swing festival is there in the rainy season. That's why we also bring the Lord and put him in the swing. The Lord with Srimati Radharani, Krishna with Srimati Radharani, they also enjoy swing festival. So that is the encouragement and nourishment everyone gets in rainy season. And when the earth is nourished, then naturally it looks very prosperous. And in summer season the earth was looking very dry, looking like a person who was performing austerity and has become very lean and thin. The earth was looking very lean and thin at that time. But as soon as the rainy season arrives, it looks very prosperous, greenish, and it becomes very happy. When someone is very happy, then he will look very good. But when someone is suffering, then he will not look very good. He will look very thin, naturally. So, varsiyasi mahi. Yathaiva kamna tapasas tano samprapya tatphalam. So, Sri Sukadeva Goswami giving this example of a person who is doing this austerity, he was looking lean and thin, but after getting the fall, means the result of his austerity, tat phalam, samprapya, tanu, now he has become very prosperous, very happy, and his body has also become fat. It was lean and thin when he was performing austerity, now he has become little fat because he is very happy. So this type of example is given, and Srila Prabhupada also states in the purport that Prabhupada gives the example of the politicians, that when there is an undesirable government and the politicians, those who are not in the government, in the opposition, they have to go through so much austerity. They have to go through so much suffering because they are in the opposition. But as soon as they will go into the government, the new government, then they would become very happy, prosperous, because they will get fat salaries from the government. So, Sri Prabhupada gives this example, and another example also given, that the government collects taxes from the people. And when there is a need, the government also utilizes those tax money for the welfare of the people. So here also, in the same way, Lord Indra, he is collecting this water from the earth for 8 months. And how he is collecting water? Through the sun. The sun is drying up water, vaporizing, and then it is converted into clouds. And then when the rainy season comes, the Indra gives order to the clouds to rain. So in this way, whatever is taken away is given back in terms of rain. The same water is given back. So in this way, the example is given that this water is stored initially for 8 months, and then during the 4 months of rainy season, it is given back to the earth. And that time, when it rains, it does not discriminate. It rains on the ocean, it rains on the mountains, so it rains everywhere. In this way, it is compared to the taxes collected by the administrators or kings and given back to the people for their welfare. But Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, while commenting on this verse, he is telling that the example given here of the austerity, that people who perform austerity for some material gain, they become lean and thin, and after they get their desirable object because of their austerity, then they give up their austerity, they become happy. But they don't understand that desirable thing which they get, or for which they perform severe austerities, like Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu performed severe austerities for some material gain. And what type of austerities he do? He stood on his toes, not for one day or one year, for thousands of years. And he was standing on the toes and then stretching his two hands towards the sky. Very difficult position. Hiranyakashipu was performing austerity. And in that condition, he was performing austerity for thousands of years, and it so happened, because he was static in that position, without eating and drinking, the white ants, they actually eat up, they ate up all his skin, flesh, blood, everything. He was keeping his life air through his bones. Such severe austerity he was performing. But this severe austerity he was performing for what? For some material gain. He wanted to become immortal. So he will take the position of Vishnu. Everyone would worship him as the Supreme Lord. No one would be able to kill him. That was his desire. For this material desire, he was performing so severe austerity. And when his material desire was fulfilled, though Brahma could not give him the boon of immortality, but Hiranyakashipu was very clever. He was thinking, he was very clever. So he asked for such a boon that he wanted to close all the doors of death, so death would not come. No one would be able to kill him. In that way, indirectly, he would become immortal. That was his plan. But he could not understand that the boon he got from Brahma, though it was looking like a boon of immortality, but it was still temporary. When Lord Nrisimhadeva appeared, he fulfilled the boon of Brahma. He fulfilled the words of Brahma. He fulfilled the words of Prahlad Maharaj. And he killed Hiranyakashipu. Because no one can become more intelligent than the Lord. The Lord is the most intelligent person. And Hiranyakashipu thought he was even more intelligent than the Lord. So he was thinking himself as immortal. So that boon or benediction was a temporary benediction, for which he performed so much severe austerity. So Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that these type of austerities are not desirable for devotees. The devotees of the Lord are not interested with this for this material gain. That's why they don't perform austerity for material gain. They know very well that this material gain is temporary. That's why when the devotees, they want to perform austerity, that is meant to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is no other reason for devotees to perform austerity than to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes it may happen that a devotee may perform some severe austerity for some material gain, for name, fame, for all these things one may perform. So people who praise him or think him, he is a pure devotee. So sometimes to show people that he is such a great personality, great devotee, sometimes people do this. But it is not necessary. Because this material gain, profit, adoration and distinction, Srila Prabhupada says, last snares of Maya. This is Maya. The Maya Devi builds the devotee when someone does like this for material gain. That's why Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that only the austerities, like we fast on Janmashtami day, we fast up to midnight without even drinking water. That is a great austerity for devotees. And that is meant to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And there are also devotees who fast total day and night, not even up to midnight. And they don't even sleep at night. Even for Ekadasi also, many devotees do this austerity. They don't drink water throughout day and night, and they don't sleep at night. So this is austerity performed by devotees to please the Supreme Lord, to develop their bhakti, develop spontaneous love for this Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. That is desirable. But austerity performed for material gain is not desirable at all for the devotees. That's why devotees, they don't take pleasure in all these kinds of so-called austerities. So this comparison here is actually not meant for devotees, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says. This is a general description, general comparison. Hare Krishna. Is there any comments, questions? Okay, Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.